from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So let's go
on a Friday. No Steiny today as he's golfing in a tournament. Good luck, partner. But is Larry Kruger holding it down? Give us a call. Who's going to be the first caller today on a Friday? 888-957-9570. Spadoni, big man Carter, who belongs, Larry, I told you, to the Olympic Club. You went and pulled his ID yesterday.
When the guy who's screening your phone calls is a member of the Olympic Club,
hey,
that's when you know.
And I'm a big watch guy. You know, I'm a wristwear guy. I said he might be rocking a Rolly, too. Not putting your business out there. But Carter has it going on. So does Spadoni. But we're fired up having fun, Larry. You've been to the Olympic Club, though.
I have.
I have not. I know Shasky and Bonte have been.
I've played there before. You know what? I'll say this. I like Merced.
Okay.
I'm a Merced man myself. And I haven't played San Francisco, which is the most prestigious course in the city. You know, but Merced to me is an awesome. I love the Merced layout.
All right.
And a couple of my buddies are members at Merced. So if I can choose between the Olympic and Merced, I'm playing Merced.
There you go. This is what I wanted to read to you, Larry. This is what I deal with on the Xfinity Mobile text line. Guru, Paul and Poole were they didn't get dumped for anything. We got cap relief. You know what? Take that cap relief and stick it you know where. I'm not into that, and I don't think Curry is. Now, they do have a lot of contracts, short contracts, Larry, to wear next year, and Steiny was talking about this yesterday, to where they got flexibility to move a plethora of guys with their contracts that they have now come next trading deadline. But that's worst-case scenario to me. When was the last time a team took a pit stop at the deadline? We see it in the NFL, baseball, but we hardly see it in the NBA, where you go get you a guy at the deadline, and then it's so successful, you go win a chip. My point is, you basically got the extension from Chris Paul about 3 weeks ago, and Mike D and company were not able to turn that into nothing. I'm one guy that's going to stand in this corner, and I'll fight Mike Tyson in his prime, Larry. You tell me if you got my back. Jordan Poole was ruined once he got punched in the face. So his follow-up to the season that got him that contract really was stunted when he took the two-piece, okay? It was a one-piece, one-hitter quitter. So for all the people acting like we saw Jordan Poole, you know, fail or regress, it was over. And he went out there falling down on the court. Larry, miss me. Yeah. He helped you win a chip. And if his ass was here, who could get you 18 to 35 points a game, manipulate the refs, calm the game down, go shoot 90% from the free throw line, don't tell me this team currently constructed doesn't need that.
Yeah. No, I mean,
don't tell me that. I don't want to hear it.
Their mistake was paying him $35 million a year. I mean, I called that out on day freaking one. I said, that is a dramatic overpay.
Why do you think it was done, Larry?
Well, partially because Draymond dropped him. I'm sure that didn't help the negotiation.
Oh, okay.
but also they just made a mistake. You know, they paid too much for a player who, you know, was broken. I mean, that's the thing. Jordan Poole was broken.
Yes, he was.
He thought he was Steph Curry. He wasn't Steph Curry. He wanted to hoist like Steph Curry from deep. That's not his game. His best thing was driving to the hole, going to the line, and making 94% from the line. But then he didn't want it. He stopped. He started not getting calls. then he had a bad reputation or bad relationship with the refs.
So, well, let's put another rat on the table real quick,
Larry.
That's
it right there. It was game over for him.
What about him starting? He had built himself something. That building, that cathedral was jumping. I was in the house. I remember the Sixer game last year. Embiid was going crazy, and so was Jordan Poole. Klay was hurt. Klay was out. It was one of them. But let's just talk about the impact that he had knowing when Klay came back. It was that thing that we talk about, and I'm not saying it was right or wrong, but he had to go back to the bench. He had to deal with that. When he was at his epicenter of his powers, dude was a problem. And we can't get mad at him for getting a 35.
He didn't pay himself. Mm. He didn't pay himself, okay. Right? So you got to blame them. But they overpaid him. As soon as they overpaid him, it was like, oh, my God. They gave $35 million to a guy who plays half, doesn't only plays half the floor, has a terrible relationship with the refs, needs to live at the foul line, doesn't want the contact to drive in, wants to hoist 32-footers and pretend he's Steph Curry. I mean, it was... He was mentally broken as a basketball player, and it wasn't going to get any better. But I thought they were going to pawn him off for Paul and that they were going to turn Paul into something.
Dad, go
the
ahead,
way they
man.
Turned D'Lo into
yeah,
something.
No doubt.
And instead, they took Joe's financial relief option over getting anything for Paul. And I always thought that was dubious. It's like, well, you know, you're going to trade for Chris Paul's $30 million expiring. Okay, yeah, but somebody's going to want that. Somebody's going to actually trade you good assets for that. And it's like, I was skeptical at the time. And sure enough, they got nothing. They got absolutely nothing.
Zero.
And they got cap relief. But I mean,
cap relief
when you're inside of your championship window, man. Or you at least want to be, is not doing a whole lot for anybody.
Yeah, I'm with you, Larry. So now, you know, which one of the three that they added, Melton, Anderson, or Buddy Hield, do you like most? Because that, to me, those are moves around the edges. We still need Curry. Like, we don't know who the second best player on this team is on a consistent basis.
It's Kuminga. I think it's Kuminga. But as far as, I mean,
like, I don't know why I'm not mad at that answer.
They're no better off. They're no better off. I mean, they were a play-in team last year, and they've moved some pieces around. Couple guys left, couple guys came. They are no better off. They're literally the same.
And the West,
team.
Larry, if you don't know this, I'm sure you do. It's a bear.
Yeah.
Memphis is coming. The Rockets are getting better. The youth is everywhere. And I'm just like, I know, and somebody said this and tried to call me out the other day, Larry. And just like you said, you grew up in the city. I'm Union City. I'm a diehard fan. I love my area. I'll never love a player more than the team. Some may disagree, but some were saying, oh, Guru, you like, Steiny even was having fun bringing that up. Hell nah. It's about the team. I'm just telling you, as is, where I deem Curry is at, 26 a game, still a box office smash, turn on the Olympics if you like. I'm not telling you he's 25-year-old Steph Curry, but he is your best player. Along with Draymond, they need help. And right now, I don't know if I have time to watch Kuminga go through his basketball puberty, and that's another subject we got to talk about. Would you extend who he's eligible, Kuminga, right now, this offseason, Larry? Guys in his class, Barnes got broken off 200. Cade Cunningham got over 200.
Well, first of all, you
Franz
have to pay
Wagner.
Him. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. You got to
see.
I don't know if you got to pay him that much.
You don't have. It's the Brandon Ayuk thing, Larry. You don't have to pay him. You could see another year go by.
Yeah, but you know, there's no advantage in not paying him because he's an asset. If you trade him, I mean, you take the worst contracts in you know you can think of. They all find a way to get traded. I mean, there's trades. Right. Bad contracts get moved all the time in the NBA. So to me, it's a no-brainer. You absolutely pay him. And if you want to trade him in the future, you trade him in the future. But you don't just let him walk away. You got to pay him. You got to pay him. And even if it's an absurd amount of money, there's an awful lot of guys in this league making an absurd amount of money. I would have no hesitation in paying Kuminga. I do think he's their second best player right now. But this is kind of
on a team that didn't qualify real quick for the playoffs.
Right. And they're not, and they are not going to the playoffs again next year as is.
You think, Larry?
Oh, as is?
Yes.
No. They're not rolling out D'Anthony Melton and Slo-Mo and Buddy Hield saying goodbye to Chris Paul and Klay Thompson, and suddenly they're going to be a title contender.
Oh, wow.
I mean, at best, they're going to be...
Well, the playoffs, not the play-in, the playoffs.
I mean,
that's my metric. That's my bar.
They're 7, 8, 9, 10 in the West. That's what they are. Now, if they get Markkanen...
Oh, my gosh, Larry.
Now they're 3, 4, 5 in that range. But to me, without a significant addition, without a significant subtraction, it's like, I don't think you can make a Markkanen addition, but get rid of Moody and Kuminga and picks and all these other assets. You need to add a significant asset without subtracting.
Well, Larry, I mean, that's like you telling me I got to get rich without a job. Tell me how I do that.
Trade picks.
I'm with that, but you know, what about what you need? Because marketing is like, okay, Paul George, and I know there's half the fan base that says he wouldn't work.
Credit card.
I would have loved to see, yeah, but after marketing, are you willing for marketing to give up Kuminga? Because you're a big Kuminga guy.
No.
Then you're not getting them.
Yeah, that's
Danny
fine.
Danny Ainge is not, you know what I mean? That's transaction denied.
That's fine, because he's not worth it. It's not worth
a seven-footer that could put it on the floor?
Because you're still going to have to throw multiple ones, and you're going to give Kuminga. And Markkanen didn't produce like he's producing in Utah before he got to Utah.
But so if you look at his resume, Larry.
He's a nice player, but he's 27. I don't think that makes you a title contender. I really don't.
But what's the goal?
Kuminga and you get Markkanen for, you know, I read a thing yesterday.
Tell me.
And the article said that Tim McMahon of ESPN.
Out of Dallas.
Yeah, he says that obviously you're talking about a ton of picks. He's talking about a potential Warriors trade for Markkanen. He says, I don't know how much the Jazz would press on having Kuminga included. I do think, like, if Podziemski is not in the deal, there wouldn't be a deal. This was on the Zach Lowe podcast. So if it's Podziemski and Moody and an array of draft picks,
I love
and
the youngsters,
swaps,
I would do it,
I'm,
man.
I'm doing it, but I'm drawing the line at Kuminga.
Yeah. Oh, Danny Ainge. So you're telling me marketing in a – this is Disneyland, Larry. Shout out Florida and L.A. You're Orlando. You're telling me the Warriors could possibly get marketing and keep Kuminga? I mean, good God. Like, that's not real life.
Well, it's a lot of ones.
Or Danny Ainge would be. He'd need to do urine sample.
There's talk that Danny Ainge doesn't even really want to move Markkanen, that he just saw what the Knicks paid for Mikal Bridges and was like, hey, I'll take some of that. I mean, are the Jazz going to win a title with Markkanen?
No.
So I think Danny's thinking, hey, you know what? If I can get five number ones and pick swaps, but I'm sure Dunleavy's like, hey, how about two number ones? I wouldn't want to move Kuminga and all those ones. That's for sure. If it was Kuminga and I get to keep all my ones, now we could talk. But I don't know that you're a title contender if you move Kuminga. I think you need the improvement of Kuminga and Markkanen.
Well, it's funny you say that. We want to hear from you. Current state of the Warriors and what you think of their offseason moves thus far. 888-957-9570. Larry Krueger in with your boy Guru. And Larry, I'm shocked. And the reason I'm saying I'm shocked, what I'm hearing from you is if you're willing to pay Kuminga $200 million or at least $180, and you really, he's not a finished product. What are you doing with that? Is that the smartest thing to do with your money when you can have him under control, see if he blossoms or takes the necessary strides? But if you're going to give a guy a check or a contract for $200 million and he's still got to work on his handle, he's still got to get another move in his repertoire outside that spin move. You know, I mean, coming downhill, Kuminga is one of the best in the game, but it don't work like that. When they get back on D and you got to use that IQ and use the MIDI and all that little stuff that makes KD and all the great scorers who they are, Larry, you're going to pay that money to hope he grows into that? I'm willing to ponder that or give up on that to get a guy that could come in here that's already shown me he can average deuce five or 24 in the league like a LaVine or a Marketing.
But LaVine's got, first of all, LaVine makes $45 million a year. And he's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
And he's an above the rim player. So, I mean, a lot of people think Levine's damaged goods. Supposedly,
could be.
Supposedly the Bulls are trying to add assets so they can attach those assets to LaVine. The talk is that they will, if you'll take LaVine, they'll give you multiple twos and maybe even a future one.
Damn.
So they're, you know, LaVine is not in, you know, highly coveted at this point. I mean, I don't want, do you want to trade him for, you want to trade Kuminga for Jimmy Butler? I mean, Jimmy Butler's ready to win right now.
That.
He's 35.
Okay, but Steph is 36. The end is near. But and I mean, if we get to that point to where Curry and Joe say, you know what? We, like, if I'm Steph Curry and my phone rings and it's Joe Lacob, I don't want to hear about a 2028 pick or a 2029 first round pick. You know my clock is ticking. And if you told me on the other end of the phone, hey, we got you Jimmy Butler, I'm going to bust my ass for these next 2-3 years, it might not work.
I just
but
don't...
Larry, I can look Joe in the face and hug him when I'm out and the trade is facilitated and say, you got me the necessary help or you got me the immediate help that we thought could get us closer to getting us back to the promised land. The future. If I'm Steph Curry, that's the last thing I want to hear.
I hear you, but I remember Kareem being really good in the late 70s, and the Lakers got Magic. And I remember there being this hue and cry, get rid of Magic and trade him for a 32-year-old point guard so you can get somebody that can get Kareem one more ring. When they was okay. Kareem just played with young Magic, and he played with young Worthy, and they won rings. So why does everybody have to be 35? I mean, to me, it's like Jimmy Butler has a couple years left. I mean, you're trading for guys who are Paul George is 34.
But would he
and
make
his body's
you bet,
been broken
with
down.
That version of the Warriors right now? And I know your answer, Larry, because you're going to keep it real. Is that better than what they are right now?
I mean, they're better than they are right now. But
and
I mean,
we don't know how much better. I think a lot better. But Larry, they're better. They're closer.
You got to ask yourself, do you think you can win a title with these guys? And if the answer is no, then you can't move Kuminga at 21.
Whoa,
I mean, look how improved Jonathan Kuminga is. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And when you're 19, you're getting better. And when you're 21, you're getting better. When you're 34, you're getting worse. When you're 35, you're getting worse.
But look at LeBron. He's 40, but he's not what he was at 30, but he's still damn good.
And I would not trade Kuminga for LeBron. I would not.
Right.
I would not.
And I don't think I would do that either. I don't like LeBron's a facilitator. He picks his moments, and there's nights where he's just incredible, but I get that. That's where I would stop because he's at 40. You know, now we're talking 41, 42, Ronnie Lott. Like, good God.
I mean,
you can't defy Father Time that damn long, but.
He's great. He's still great. But I mean, I get it. Your first obligation, you have Steph Curry. Your first obligation is try to put somebody next to him who you can win with. Okay, they're trying that. If they can't do that, then what?
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of which, let's hear Coach Kerr, because he was asked about if he feels his team is currently constructed, Larry, needs to make another move.
I don't spend any time thinking about that. My time is spent, you know, thinking about our team and combinations and, you know, how we're going to play. But I like the additions. I like the fact that we won 46 games last year in a season that was that had all kinds of twists and turns, and obviously the suspension to Draymond. But you know, young players developing. You know, we lost 4 or 5 games down the stretch that we probably, you know, could have or should have won, and I take a huge responsibility or blame in that regard. So when you throw all that together, I still believe we have a lot of talent and the ability to have a team that is 100% a playoff contender. And if you can get in, then anything can happen. You don't know.
That was Coach Kerr on this week on Willard and Dibbs joining the guys. But I'll say this.
If you get in, yeah, anything can happen.
I love you, Coach. But, hey, that he's fighting the fight.
Yay.
And the other rat on the table, Steiny, the other rat on the table is Kerr's only signed up for 2 more years. So I'm just keeping it real. He's probably like, to hell with a 20-30 pick first round. Like, let's get some immediate help. And that's why they didn't get it done, Larry. But what it signaled to me about Paul George and they were in – or trying to get it, is they know that was the route they were going. It might not work, but it makes you better. How better, I don't know. But Larry, there really is, it was sobering what you just said a second ago. There is no MF move that's going to make them a title contender to where it's just like a Kevin Durant. To me, the thing is, the title of the jam is, how closer can we get? Can we win a round? Can we get past the conference semis? Can we possibly get to the Western? The optics of that make it look like, okay, the end of the Kerr era, along with Steph and Dre, we were pretty damn close. And to Kerr's point right there, who knows? You get in, anything can happen. But running it out with these three additions, which are mid, as the kids say now.
Man, come on.
Larry, I'm nervous.
You should be.
Nervous,
you should be nervous. By the way, if you go on X, it says
no drugs here, Larry.
It says the Lakers are reportedly interested in recruiting Steph Curry, with LeBron James and Anthony Davis actively involved in the process.
Oh my God!
Now I'm honest.
The Lakers are trying to recruit Steph Curry.
I can understand that. And if I'm Steph, at what juncture? Is it a slow start? And then we come to trading deadline? Like, that's the fear I'm trying to shake every Warrior fan of. Like, be careful what you wish for, because if they get off to a slow start and there's no other moves made and Kerr's only got another, you know, 1 year after next, Larry, why wouldn't Curry just be looking at himself in the mirror, washing his face, brushing his teeth, like, we had a good run here. I'm not mad, but I want to compete. I'm a competitor. We see him on the golf course. Larry, why wouldn't Steph Curry say, hey, Joe, let's talk?
Let's role play.
I hate here. Let's do it.
Role play. I'm going to be...
Who am I?
I'm going to be MDJ. I'm going to be Mike Dunleavy Jr.
Okay.
You're going to be Rob Pelinka.
Rob Lowe, because that's who he looks like.
And... I'm calling you. Hey, Rob, I'm hearing that AD and LeBron would like Steph to play down there and maybe finish down there. Am I hearing that right?
Yeah.
You guys want him?
Yes, we do.
All right. Here's a trade for me. Here's a trade that works.
Hold on, Jeannie's walking. All right, Jeannie, I'll go ahead.
36-year-old Steph for Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Dalton Connect, Christian Wood, and picks.
I'm out.
Spadoni, the company Laker man, but I got to tell you, Spadoni,
if you don't like Christian Wood, you could throw in Jackson Hayes instead of Christian Wood. But either way, it would be Connect, Vanderbilt.
There can't be any ones of those picks, because that's a haul.
Rui Hachimura.
I might give you a couple second round future picks. Yeah.
What do you mean you're gonna try to hardball me on this? You're getting freaking Steph Curry.
But dude, I'm giving you a whole starting five. Damn.
Yeah,
I would give you 2 future second rounds. But don't you say no to that?
Well, I mean, if I'm getting Stephen Curry, I'll give you whatever
you
want.
And if LeBron James, who can get Bronny, his son, a job, well, he's got all the clout. AD saying, do that, Rob.
Well, I'm going back to what you guys both said. You wouldn't trade Kuminga straight up for LeBron right now?
I would not.
Really?
I would
just
not.
That's the trade right there. Just Kuminga for LeBron.
I love Bron. You know it. I wouldn't. That's where I just.
But, I mean, you're trying to win now for Steph, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's like I get a brand new sports car, and you got an old
Cadillac.
You got a 68 no, Aston Martin.
I got a Lamborghini with 200,000 miles on it, all right?
Yeah.
Well, that is a good.
I'd rather have the new sports car.
Spadoni didn't like that, but Larry,
Spadoni's a real Laker fan?
Yeah, no,
he's not a make-believe.
So,
Rui Hachimura, Austin Reeves, Jared Vanderbilt, Dalton Connect, and either Jackson Hayes or Christian Wood.
Go ahead.
And some combination of picks. Would you make that trade?
Well, yes, I'd make the trade, but I don't think the Warriors would, right?
Well, how many? First of all, some combination of picks could be a ton of picks. So, How many picks you need? First of all, everybody's got a price. I don't care who you are, what you are.
Well, what's Curry's price in this? Because Stani was bringing that up at 36.
Well, Curry's 36 million. I mean, Curry's 36 years old, yeah. And he makes $50+ million. So you're going to have to take a lot.
And August 6th, he's about to get he's eligible for an extension.
But let's say Curry said, hey, this is what I want.
No,
right. Joe, this is what I want. How many? Spadoni saying Lake or Warriors wouldn't do this. How many ones would it take with that deal? Rui, Reeves, Vanderbilt, Connect, and your pick of Hayes or Wood, how many ones do you need?
Before you go, Spadoni, it would have to be three for me. It would have to be at least three ones.
Three ones, yeah, yes, plus sir. Those five guys.
If I'm trading a chef, three ones for sure.
That's eight players for Steph. He's 36.
I just think this is a fun conversation. The Lakers are the one team, though. I don't know if Joe Lacob is like, yeah, I'm out on that. That's the one team, right, that he cannot go to. Is the Los Angeles
almost like
Lakers.
The Clippers with? Now I'm not sending Paul George to Joe Lacob, who's made us look like asses for a whole decade, and Joey Lightyears. I hadn't thought of that component, but Joe picked up the phone to call Jeannie.
And if the Warriors made that deal, obviously it would change the complexion of their roster, would change their whole everything about what they're doing. Would Warrior fans root for Steph?
We're going to ask them on the other side. Larry, you got it going
or fall short.
On the other side, what's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 62 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Lucky California.
Hi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.